It looks like a slight. It looks like it's weak.
Tuesday night. Dvar Halacha. Yeah, so last night I said we would finish about Amir La'akum. So we did. But tonight we're doing Shelos Tshuvos Amir La'akum. So I got two questions that I would like to answer. One is, let's say you have a guy with... he's not here tonight. Okay. Let's say you have a guy that likes cholent. And he... the fire went out or whatever, and he... you know, you have a live-in Filipino, whatever, and he likes cholent. He got to like it. And the fire went out or whatever, and he puts on the fire for the cholent. So could a yid be nahana from it? So the answer is... I hold it's a very good shaila. Why? Because the din is, if a guy does something for himself, could the yid benefit from it? So if there's a chashash shemayarbe bishvilo, let's say he heats up, right, he could add for you water. He can add, if there's a chashash, he would add special for you, and thereby do the malacha for you also, and do malacha in your thing too, what's for you, then you're not allowed to benefit because of the chashash shema yarbe. On the other hand, if he lights a ner for himself, so then we say a svara called ner le'echad, ner le'meya. Or if he puts on an air conditioner for himself, so there's no shema yarbe. He's not going to do anything more because there's more people. So you say ner le'echad, ner le'meya. So with chalent, I hold it's a very good shaila. On one hand, the chalent's there already, and it's been made, and they have the potatoes and the meat and the beans, and he'll heat it up for himself, and it's already there. So maybe he won't want to, you know, he's not going to put in food for you. So maybe there's a svar of ner le'echad, ner le'meya, the same pot. On the other hand, maybe he will eat for you. Maybe he'll like the chont, he'll take it, it tastes good, he'll eat, then he'll say, oh boy, he better put in more potatoes. He ate up half the chont himself. So maybe there is a chashash me'yarbe. So mamish, it's a good shaila. Is there a chashash me'yarbe in such a thing? But that's what it's totally in, that shaila that I was asked. Okay? That was one shaila I was asked. I was asked another shaila. If a guy puts on the air conditioner, so we won't go into the shaila yomachuyev to leave the room. That's a different issue. To what extent do you have to go to avoid being nehene from a melechas guy for you? But the question was raised, why is it bechlal osur? Why isn't it called an additional benefit? Just like we say, if the room is dim and the guy puts on a light for you. So that's called an additional benefit because you could read without what the guy did for you. It's just more difficult and the guy made it easier. So that Chazal did not answer. So I was asked, why don't we say you would stay in the room without an air conditioner? So now he made it more pleasant to be in the room. So why don't we say, Bechlal, it's mutter, right? It's mutter, it's called an additional benefit. The answer is, Ramosha talks about this in the Tshuva, and it's really Mavur in the Mishneh Berurah, the same idea, although the Mishneh Berurah doesn't really explain why, and Ramosha doesn't Ramosha elaborates more. The Mishneh Berurah just says, let's if a guy polishes his shoes for you, you don't wear it, you're not supposed to wear it because you're being nehenah from what he did for you. And now obviously you would wear the shoes. I don't know, maybe you'll feel you wouldn't. I wouldn't wear the shoes if it was polished, but a lot of people would wear the shoes if it wasn't polished. So I think it's clear in the Mishneh Berurah, the same idea. And so what is the idea? The idea is, just, you know, we want to precisely define what's taka the pshat. When the guy puts on an air conditioner, so the hanah, that has a shem bifnei atzmo. You're being nehenah from the cool air. Notice it's not subsumed under the general heading of being in a room, and it's pleasant to be in a room, and it's not pleasant to be in a room. We talk about the air conditioning as a shem and a dover bifnei atzmo. He made the air conditioner, and I'm getting the benefit of the air conditioner, of the cool air. It's not nitfal to how you're in the room. It's looked at as a shem dover, even the polished shoes. It's not like, you're not being nana from the shoe, and I would be wear the shoe anyway, and now I'm wearing it. It has a shem bifnei atzmo, right? It is a unit of hanoah, call it a dover bifnei atzmo, that he did for me, and I'm being nehenah from it. Mashenken, if he just added light to the room, then it's taka just nichlal in how light the room is. you know, it's not a dover b'fnei atzmo, he just made the room lighter, and therefore we say it's just additional hanah. I hope the person listening to me is satisfied with the answer. The Meiser of Moshe asks air conditioning, very specifically, to be quite clear, and the Mishnah Berurah asks the polished shoes. So it's clear you have to say some chilek, because they all agree to the din of additional hanah's mutter. So I think that is a sufficient. Like, you don't say, if he cooked something for me, no poisek says, well, I could have eaten it raw, if it's such a food that you could eat raw. So it's only called an additional benefit, because he made it more tasty. Because bishul, cooking is a dover b'fnei atzmo, a cooked food is a different chefza than a raw food. So you don't call it additional, because I would eat the food anyway. It's a dover b'fnei atzmo, and therefore that's osur, because it's osur b'hanah. Okay.